ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट नंबर 6 to 28। एंड बिकॉज देर आर नो पर्पस टिल 28, फर्स्ट आई जस्ट रीड द ट्रांसलेशन फ्रॉम 6 to 27 एंड देन विल रिसाइट वर्स नंबर 28। They worship the Lord by offering fragrant flowers, water, padya, arghya, sandalwood pulp and agru pulp. This is the description of Brahmaji and other demigods worshipping Lord Vamandev. Sandalwood pulp and agru pulp, incense, lamps, fused rice, unbroken grains, fruits, roots and sprouts. While so doing, they offered prayers indicating the glorious activities of the Lord and shouted, Jai, Jai. They also danced, played instruments, sang, sounded conch shells and beat kettle drums, in this way worshipping the Lord. Jamvan, king of the bears, also joined in the ceremony. Sounding his bugle in all directions, he declared a great festival for Lord Vamandev's victory. When the demonic followers of Maharaj Bali saw that their master, who had been determined in performing sacrifice, had lost all his possessions to Vamandev, who had taken them away on the plea of begging 3 paces of land, they were very angry and spoke as follows. This Vaman is certainly not a Brahman, but the best of the cheaters, Lord Vishnu. Assuming the form of a Brahman, he has covered his own form, and thus he is working for the interest of the demigods. Our Lord Bali Maharaj, because of his position in performing the yajna, has given up the power to punish. Taking advantage of this, our eternal enemy, Vishnu, dressed in the form of a brahmachari beggar, has taken away all his possessions. Our Lord Bali Maharaj is always fixed in truthfulness, and this is especially so at present, since he has been initiated into performing a sacrifice. He is always kind and merciful toward the brahmanas, and he cannot at any time speak lies. Therefore, it is our duty to kill this Vamandev, Lord Vishnu. It is our religious principle and the way to serve our master. After making this decision, the demonic followers of Maharaj Bali took up their various weapons with a view to killing Vamandev. O king, the demons, aggravated by their usual anger, took their lances and tridents in hand, and against the will of Bali Maharaj, they pushed toward to kill Lord Vamandev. O king, when the associates of Lord Vishnu saw the soldiers of demons coming forward in violence, they smiled. Taking up their weapons, they forbade the demons to continue their attempt. Nanda, Sunanda, Jai, Vijay, Prabala, Bala, Kumud, Kumudaksha, Vivaksena, Patrirat, Garuda, Jayanta, Shrutadev, Pushpadanta, and Shatwat were all associates of Lord Vishnu. They were as powerful as 10,000 elephants, and now they began killing the soldiers of the demons. When Bali Maharaj saw that his own soldiers were being killed by the associates of Lord Vishnu, he remembered the curse of Shukracharya and forbade his soldiers to continue fighting. O Viprachitti, O Rahu, O Nemi, please hear my words. Don't fight, stop immediately, for the present time is not in our favor. O Daityas, by human efforts no one can supersede the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bring happiness and distress to all living entities. The Supreme Time Factor, which represents the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was previously in our favor and not in favor of the demigods, but now that same time factor is against us. No one can surpass the time representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by material power, by the council of ministers, by intelligence, by diplomacy, by fortress, by mystic mantras, by drugs, by herbs, or by any other means. Previously, being empowered by providence, you defeated a great number of such followers of Lord Vishnu. But today, those same followers, having defeated us, are roaring in jubilation like lions. This is verse number 23. Prabhupada has written a small purport. We'll just read that and continue. Purport by Prabhupada. Bhagavad Gita mentions 5 causes of defeat or victory. Of these 5, Daiva is most powerful. Nacha Daivat Parambalam. Bali Maharaj knew the secret of how he had formerly been victorious because providence was in his favor. Now, since that same providence was not in his favor, there was no possibility of his victory. Thus, he very intelligently forbade his associates to fight. Text 24. Bali Maharaj is continuing. Unless providence is in our favor, we shall not be able to gain victory. Therefore, we must wait for that favorable time when our defeating them will be possible. Shukdev Goswami continued, O King, in accordance with the order of their master, Bali Maharaj, all the chiefs of the demons and daityas entered the lower regions of the universe to which they were driven by the soldiers of Vishnu. Thereafter, on the day of Somapan, after the sacrifice was finished, Garuda, king of the birds, understanding the desire of his master, arrested Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. Again, small purport. Garuda, the constant companion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knows the confidential part of the Lord's desire. Bali Maharaj's tolerance and devotion were undoubtedly super excellent. Garuda arrested Bali Maharaj to show the entire universe the greatness of the king's tolerance. Text 27. When Bali Maharaj was thus arrested by Lord Vishnu, who is the most powerful, there was a great roar of lamentation in all directions throughout the upper and lower planet system of the universe. Now, text 28. Tam baddham varunai paashai Bhagwan ahavamanaha Nashtashriyam sthirpragyam Udara yashasam nripa. Translation purport by His Divine Grishala Prabhupada. O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamandev, then spoke to Bali Maharaj, the most liberal and celebrated personality, whom he had arrested with the ropes of Varuna. Bali Maharaj had lost all bodily luster, but he was nonetheless fixed in his determination. Purport. When one is bereft of all his possessions, he is certainly reduced in bodily luster. But although Bali Maharaj had lost everything, he was fixed in his determination to satisfy Vamanadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, such a person is called Sthita Pragya. A pure devotee is never deviated from the service of the Lord, despite all difficulties and impediments offered by the illusory energy. Generally, men who have wealth and opulence are famous, but Bali Maharaj became famous for all time by being deprived of all his possessions. This is the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead towards his devotees. The Lord says, Yasyaham anugrahan nami harishyeta dhanam shanai. As the first installment of his favor, the Lord takes away all the possessions of his devotee. A devotee, however, is never disturbed by such a loss. He continues his service and the Lord amply rewards him beyond the expectations of any common man. So, continuing the pastime. That's about to end the pastime of Bali Maharaj. So all the Prabhupada in the initial verses didn't write in purport. I'll just try to speak something on the first few verses, like where Bali Maharaj's demonic followers, they started running towards Vamandev to kill him. So it appears that they were loyal to their master Bali Maharaj because they are trying to protect his interest. But actually, this is not actually loyalty. Loyalty means to understand the interest of the master. So if they were really loyal to Bali Maharaj, they would have understood that Bali Maharaj is actually surrendered to Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we should also follow him in surrender. So Bali Maharaj here, he exhibits the highest form of surrender. Therefore, he is an emblem of surrender, Atma Nivedanam. And it also appears like the way Bali Maharaj says that now time is not in our favor, We should wait when the time will come in our favor. Then only we'll be victorious. It may appear that Bali Maharaj is regretting, why I was being defeated. So, but he is actually not regretting. He is a devotee. He is convinced that that Kal or time is non-different from Krishna. Kal is energy of Krishna. He has complete faith that that Kal is non-different from Krishna. And he can see the movements of Kal, that this is unfavorable, this is favorable. And he is forbidding his followers to do prayasascha. Rupa Goswami says in Upadeshamrita that one should avoid prayasascha. So he is, sometimes as a devotee, we also think, when things go unfavorable, we feel, why this is happening to me. And we try to avoid so many situations in different ways. But here, through Bali Maharaj, we can learn a lesson that we should not do prayasascha. We should try a little bit. But if we see that, Kal is not in favor of us, then we should not put too much endeavor into it. And we should understand that this is ultimately Krishna's mercy. This is Krishna's desire. Because as we say, that not even a single blade of grass moves without Krishna's will. So it is very easy to say, but here we can see Bali Maharaj has realized this, that not even a single blade of grass moves without will of Krishna. So he is forbidding his followers to raise their weapons against Lord Vamandev. He understood that Krishna is my best friend, and whatever he is doing, he is best for me. And he is watching the movements of Kal. Yesterday we celebrated the pastime of Chedadhai festival of Raghunath Das Goswami. And we can see in the pastime of Raghunath Das Goswami also, when Raghunath Das Goswami came to surrender his life to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sent him back. He said, no, now you go back. So someone can say, he is a pure devotee, he is coming to surrender. Why is Lord sending him back? Because Lord also saw that this is not a proper time. So he also, by seeing the moments of time, he sent him back and said that when proper time will come, Krishna will make arrangements for you to come back and join us. So we should try to see the movements of time in our life. That is important, that how time is moving, the waves of time. Sometimes waves of times are up, sometimes they are down, and acting accordingly is a sign of intelligence. Therefore, in the beginning of this pastime, where where the demigods, they were bereft of their kingdom, and they went to Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu told them that now time is not in your favor. So make a truce with the demons. So therefore, again it is showed that how we should not think that, now I'm a devotee. Everything should be in favor of me. My health, my finance, my business, my family, everything should be in favor of me. No. Actually, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to understand. And he has to arrange so many things in our life just to make sure that we, at the end of our life, we go back home to Godhead. So he has to manipulate so many things here and there. So having faith that, whatever is happening in my life by the power of Kal, by the power of time, is a sign of faith in Krishna. So as Bali Maharaj is saying that right now time is not in our favor. Similarly in Bible, it is said that the enemies of Jesus who were trying to kill him, to capture him, they tried many times to capture him, but they could not catch him. And the Bible gives a reason, because his time had not come. And then Bible says, why he was caught that day, that particular night? Because his time had come. So unless time comes, nothing happens. Nothing happens before time. So we have to wait and watch and have patience. There is a kind of doha in Hindi. I don't know if you have heard it, but speaks about patience. It says, dhire dhire re manwa, dhire sab kuch hoye, माली सींचे सौ घड़ा ऋतु आए फल होए. दैट दैट पर्सन इज यू नो गिविंग इंस्ट्रक्शंस टू हिज माइंड दैट धीरे धीरे रे मनवा धीरे सब कुछ होए. दैट एवरीथिंग हैपन्स स्लोली ग्रेजुअली नथिंग हैपन्स यू नो इन ओवरनाइट. Like we don't become pure devotees, we have to have patience. We don't become pure devotees overnight. So example is given that Mali or the gardener, you know, he puts so much of water. Mali sitches so ghada, pot after pot he puts water, you know, to the tree or the plant. But unless the season comes, you cannot get the fruit. Of course, nowadays, you know, even without season, without season you get the fruit because of the chemicals and so many things. But it is a teaching of, we have to learn this, that we have to have patience in Krishna consciousness. We have to wait. We just cannot demand that, oh, why things are not happening according to my desires or my will. So when a devotee sees that a time is unfavorable now, so he accepts as Krishna's mercy. He understands that Krishna, this Kal, is not different from Krishna. So he bows down. He takes a humble position. He doesn't fight. He doesn't stand in front and say, oh, let me see, like, why this is happening. I'm going to change the situation in my life. And we can see throughout Bhagavatam, this mentality, this consciousness of a devotee, that no retaliation, no defense, just accepting whatever is happening. In the beginning of Bhagavatam, of course, Pandavas, we learned that how whatever happened in their life, they accepted it as Krishna's mercy. Then Maharaj Parikshit, He was cursed to die in 7 days, but he didn't retaliate, absolutely. He understood, oh, this is Krishna's mercy. This is Krishna. Then we have example of Chitraketu Maharaj. He was also kind of unnecessarily cursed. He also didn't retaliate. He accepted this Krishna's mercy. Okay. You know, sometimes I feel, you know, that two words, if we learn to speak, you know, then we can avoid so many problems. And those two words are, you know, it's okay, you know. If anything happens in our life, you know, someone says something or someone do something or things go, you know, against our desires and will. And if we simply learn to say, okay, it's okay, it doesn't matter, you know. Because time is constantly changing. Sometimes we become so caught up in one particular situation, we think, oh, this is all in all, you know. So, but if we just see, you know, the moments of Kala, the moments of time, time has passed, you know, like time is passing since time immemorial, and it will keep on passing in future also. So, where are the, you know, like even if you see our life, sometimes we were kid, you know, so many toys were so important for us. We fought for those toys. Where are those toys now? And when we become young, you know, in school we fought with our friends, you know, for small things. There is no friends now, those friends, no those things, not the school, you know, everything is gone. So similarly in our young age, and now also we fight for petty things, small things. But if we carefully watch the moments of time, it's just, time is passing, you know, just passing. We were 5 years old, then 10 years old, 20, 30, now 35, 36, now I'm 36, you know. But it's going on. So things which we take very seriously, you know, oh, this is so serious, I have to do something about it. And just for those temporary things and situations, we compromise our eternal spiritual life. Eternal spiritual principles like relationship with devotees and compromising our sadhana. So here we can learn that we have to see, watch the moments of time and act accordingly. Vidura also, he acted very perfectly with intelligence when he was kicked out by Duryodhan. He didn't have any regret, you know, that, oh, how can you behave like this? So he understood that, oh, not even a blade of grass moves without Krishna's will. So when a blade of grass doesn't move without Krishna's will, that how is it possible that this person can speak so many things? It's not possible. So unless Krishna allows someone, he cannot act. So a devotee sees Krishna's will in everything. And in verse number 27, we see that verse number 26, that how Garuda, he bound Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. And it may appear very cruelty on the part of Supreme Personality of Godhead, though, like how Krishna can behave like this, you know. He is a Bhakta Vatsala, he always loves his devotees. So sometimes in our life also we feel, we face reversals, we face problems. So naturally the doubt comes, you know, oh, how this can happen? I'm trying to serve Krishna, why Krishna is not doing like this? But we have to understand that we cannot understand everything. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. We cannot understand, and nor we can demand Krishna that I should understand everything. When Indradyumna Maharaj, in the beginning of 8th canto, he was cursed unnecessarily in one sense, unnecessary. He was just meditating, you know. He didn't know that those sages came. So, unnecessary curse. But he never said that, oh, where are you, Krishna? What are you doing? You know, why this is happening to me? He just accepted. He never demanded any clarification also. Even in next life, you know, when he became purified, when he went back home, he never, you know, clarified, oh, Krishna, let me, oh, please tell me, you know, why exactly that happened, you know, what wrong I did. In Bible, Old Testament, one very beautiful story comes in this connection of a devotee of Lord. His name was Job. He was a very determined devotee of Lord. So one day, Saturn comes to the Lord and he says, your devotees are, you know, they worship you because you provide facilities to them. Lord says, no, actually they are seriously my devotees. So Saturn says, no. So he said, okay, I'll break the faith of this person, Job. So Lord says, okay, you try, you know. So this person, this Job, he was a very, very rich man. He had thousands of camels and sheep, and he had 7-8 sons and 2-3 daughters. Very rich man. So it's a very long story. Practically one entire chapter is dedicated to the story of Job in Old Testament. So slowly he started losing everything. So one day he gets the news that, oh, all of his camels died. Then next day he got the news all his, you know, money is lost. Next day he gets the news that all his sons and daughters, they were dead. And people are saying, oh, why God is doing this to you? He said, no, God has some plan. But when these problems keep on coming in different ways, slowly he didn't lose his faith in God. He never said, oh, there is no God, God is dead. He started developing a question. Oh, why this is happening, you know? Why this is happening? And ultimately God comes and God, when God comes, interesting thing is that God doesn't tell him that, oh, why I'm doing this to you. When God comes, he starts chastising Job. He said, what do you think of yourself? You have laid down the foundation of this earth. You make the sun rise and set. You make the rains to come upon every year. So he chastises him that, why you're trying to understand everything according to your limited understanding, your limited intelligence. And the Job, he surrenders, says, oh, please forgive me, my Lord. I questioned you. So he never asked Lord that, oh, but, you know, please tell me, you know, why exactly everything happened. And Lord never, you know, clarified that, oh, actually, you know, that Saturn came and he wanted to prove the devotees, test the devotees. Therefore, I did it. So don't, my, please, you know, forgive. Don't take it seriously. No, God never clarified. And he never asked any clarification from the God. So this is the mood of a devotee. That we may not understand everything happening in our life. That is a test of faith. That even things are dark in front of me, you know, I'm not able to see anything, everywhere darkness. But still I move ahead because I know that Krishna is there. Krishna is going to protect me. This is one of the symptom of surrender, that avashya rakhibe Krishna, vishwasa palan. That we have to maintain this faith in our heart that Krishna will protect me in every circumstances. So when Bali Maharaj, text 27 says, when Bali Maharaj was thus arrested by Lord Vishnu, there is uproar, you know, in all the lower and upper planetary system. Because by now, all the demigods, they were quite happy that now Bali Maharaj is defeated and will get back our kingdom. But still, they saw that Bali Maharaj is so surrendered. They could understand that actually we are not so surrendered like him. So in their hearts, they were also appreciating the surrender of Bali Maharaj. And when they saw Lord's behavior, they were practically everyone was quite shocked, you know, how Lord can do like this? But they didn't question again. They didn't question the Lord why you're doing like this, because they knew that Lord is Bhakta Vatsal. And we have to understand that when we face these kind of tests in our life, then we should understand that Krishna is not such a God who gives tests to us to defeat us. He doesn't take pleasure in our defeat. Krishna is like a loving father who gives tests, but who gives strength also to pass that test. And when we become victorious in our examination, he feels very happy. That is Krishna's greatest joy when he sees that his devotees are they came out victorious in any particular circumstances. And if we have that faith in Krishna that, okay, whatever is happening in my life, you know, it is because of Krishna's mercy, then gratitude comes. During that period of reversals, we may go through some, you know, kind of depression or some complaining attitude. But if we have faith, no, as Bhagavatam says, Tatyenu Kampam Susumikshamana Bhunjane Vatmakritam Vipakam. If we just accept everything as Krishna's mercy and just have faith that right now I may not be able to understand what is happening in my life, but Krishna knows everything. Krishna is still in charge, you have to understand. Krishna is still the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He still has the power to change things in our life. We may not be able to understand right now, but he is doing things. It is not that he is sleeping or simply enjoying in his, you know, spiritual world with his friends, and he has just given up this material world and here and us to suffer. No, he is still in charge. He is still Bhakta Vatsal. Just like in the pastime of Mother Rukmini, Sasur Maharaj explains this point in one of his lectures I was hearing. He said that when Rukmini Devi, he sends this Brahman to Dwarka with a letter that next day I am going to be married to Shishupal, please come and do something. So she sent that Brahmana and she's waiting. She's waiting and waiting. And Krishna didn't come. So she was thinking, you know, why is this happening? You know, why Krishna is not coming? So many things were happening. Kind of, his mind was churning, you know. She was thinking, oh, maybe because I'm unfortunate. Oh, maybe because, you know, Mother Parvati is upset with me. Or so many things were coming. But ultimately, Krishna had his plan. And in due course of time, he did fulfill that plan and came and saved Rukmini. So similarly, whenever we go through problems in our life, because it is inevitable, like whoever we may be, you know, at whatever stage of Krishna consciousness, everyone is struggling. No one can say that I am not struggling. If someone says he is not struggling, means there is some problem, you know, something wrong with him. So certainly we struggle in every aspect of our Krishna consciousness, especially as a sadhaka. But we have to understand that we have to just wait and understand that Krishna has some plan, and in due course of time, he'll come and he'll save us. So if we pass our, our period like this, having faith in Krishna and understanding that it is just because of my karma. It is not that Krishna is giving the result of someone else's karma to me. It's my own karma. And then after that phase will pass away, of course we'll feel gratitude towards Krishna, because we'll be able to see Krishna's hand that, actually it was Krishna. So, and not only gratitude, but we will feel that, the whole process, the whole time period was worth going through. Because the kind of experience Krishna will give afterwards as a reward of our faith and devotion. Therefore, Maharani Kunti again and again, you know, she asks for the calamities, because you know, I think Mukund Malaprabhu, he wrote an article in BTG last month about let there be calamities. So because he writes that because Kunti Maharani, she has tasted the nectar of calamities. After you get calamities, you actually associate with Krishna. You can regularly we associate with Krishna, but because when we are happy, we are not able to realize Krishna's presence. But when we are in problem, we actually see Krishna's hand. We see, oh, Krishna is just standing next to me. He's taking care of me. So she has tasted the presence of Krishna in calamities. So therefore, she's like asking, oh, let there be calamities again and again. So after we go through it, we feel, oh, everything is worth it. You know, we feel gratitude to Krishna. And as in this purport, you know, Prabhupada's write, as the first installment of his special favor, the Lord takes away all the possessions of his devotee. A devotee, however, is never disturbed by such a loss. He continues his service and the Lord amply rewards him beyond the expectations of any common man. So Krishna is also, you know, Krishna is perfect in all the qualities. So Krishna is also a perfect gentleman. You know, when Krishna takes something, he rewards also. You know, it's common, you know, if we give something to someone, so he also reciprocates accordingly. So this quality is supremely present in Krishna. So how is it that Krishna is taking so much, you know, all the demigods in upper planetary, lower planetary system, they were shocked, you know, like to what extent Krishna, Vamandev is going to test Bali Maharaj, you know. But because Vamandev is a perfect gentleman, he is going to reward also, amply, and as Prabhupada writes, you know, beyond the expectations of any common man. Common man, you know, generally people are, you know, they don't want to surrender to Krishna because they feel, if I'll give this to Krishna, then, you know, I lose everything. But Prabhupada is mentioning, you know, beyond the expectations of any common man, Krishna can reward us. And we see that here, Bali Maharaj was rewarded beyond the expectations of, like, any common man. So, it may appear here that Lord Vamandev is testing Bali Maharaj. But actually, Lord is not testing Bali Maharaj. Because for the Lord, it was a proven fact that Bali Maharaj is a surrendered devotee. It is not that Lord still has some doubt, you know, that, oh, let me see whether he's a pure devotee or not. For Lord, it was a proven fact, he's a pure devotee. But he wanted to show to the world that what a great devotee Bali Maharaj is. Because that is Lord's pride. Lord takes pride in his devotee's surrender, you know. It is natural, you know, if we see someone loves us so much, you know, he's ready to do anything for us. We become proud of him. Or we feel, you know, it is not egoistic pride, but very positive pride. So when Lord saw that Bali Maharaj is so surrendered, so he puffed up actually. We can feel that how proud he must be feeling. His chest must be blown up, you know, and he wanted to show to the entire world, you know, like, and to the demigods and everyone, you know, that you talk about love and surrender. So this is love, this is surrender. Such are my devotees, you know, that they are ready to do anything for me, ready to surrender anything to me. So he wanted to show to the Lord, or to the world. So this is a sweet reciprocation between Krishna and his devotees, you know, that because Krishna declares to the world again and again that my devotees are so glorious, they are so surrendered. So a devotee always, he doesn't do anything, you know, which put Lord to shame, you know, that they don't do anything for which Lord has to say, oh, I don't know why a devotee behaved like this, you know. He is not supposed to behave like this. So the devotees always protect the pride of Krishna by their behavior. They are always so surrendered, they never complain, they never demand anything, and they never criticize, or they never, you know, they are always, whatever Krishna do, they always accept. So they protect the pride of Krishna by their exemplary behavior, by their surrender. And Krishna also reciprocates by protecting the faith and devotion of his devotees. That is, you know, protecting mutual interest, you know. So Krishna has a pride that, okay, my devotees are so great. So devotees protect Krishna's pride. And in reciprocation, whatever happens, Krishna protects the faith and devotion of his devotees. He makes sure that their faith and devotion is always protected. So this is the beautiful reciprocation here. From different angle, we can see this pastime. You know, okay, one angle is okay. Demigods were defeated, and Lord comes in this dwarf incarnation, and apparently he cheats Bali Maharaj and gives back the kingdom of demigods. But from another angle, it is a reciprocation between Lord and his pure devotees. That's all, nothing else. Pure reciprocation of pure love between Krishna and his devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question? Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी.
हरे कृष्णा.
आपकी वंडरफुल क्लास के इंस्पायर होके मैं बोल रहा हूँ. मैं भी ट्रांसपोर्ट का बिजनेस करता हूँ. हर ट्रक के पीछे लिखा होता है समय से पहले और भाग्य से ज्यादा नहीं मिलेगा आपको. अब लोग क्या करती है, ट्रक को खूब चलाते हैं. अब सोचते हैं बहुत ज्यादा प्रॉफिट हो जाएगा. क्या करते हैं कि वो ट्रक एक्सीडेंट हो जाता है या डॉक्यूमेंट्स के कारण पकड़ा जाता है कहीं ना कहीं. तो हम सोचते तो बहुत कुछ है कि भगा ले ट्रक को, चला रहे और खूब मार पहुंचा दे. लेकिन जैसे अभी नौ लिख दिया, 2009 लिख दिया साल, और 2010 की बजाय 2009 लिख दिया. यूपी में पकड़ा गया ट्रक 3.5 लाख की पलटी लगी. मतलब हमारी कोशिश से कुछ नहीं होगा.
हरे कृष्ण.
Thank you for the nice class, Prabhu. Just wondering, how do you know when should we pay obeisances to time and accept that, you know, that just whatever is happening is Krishna's will, and when do we try and make a change, make a difference, that Krishna wants us to make a difference?
I don't know exactly, but like how I try to deal in such circumstances, you know, you just put your endeavor a little bit, you know, and then again you put a little bit endeavor, and still if you see nothing is happening, then understand Krishna's will. Then it becomes, initially one prayas we should do. We should not think, oh, everything is happening by Krishna's will and accept whatever. No, we have to put our endeavor. Then again put our endeavor. But when we see nothing is happening, you know, of course we have to take guidance from senior devotees also. But then we have to understand, prayasasya we have to avoid. And we see devotees, avoiding prayasasya, too much endeavor to protect ourselves, to defend. So this is like how, just put little bit in the beginning, maybe little bit more. But when you see nothing is happening, you know, then accept Krishna's will.
Because I was thinking about like Prabhupada, you know, like Prabhupada, he had his guru's instruction to preach, but then like he put his endeavor, and again, and like so many unlimited times he was failing. So, you know, I mean, he could have just given up saying that it is time is not in my favor, and just given it up. But still he just continued. So I was just trying to...
Yeah, so even in Prabhupada's life, if you see, Prabhupada didn't put so much of endeavor, like in his grihastha life. When he saw the time has come, you know, things are going unfavorable, tea or me, and wife's chosen, you know, tea. So he said, okay, gone. And he didn't put much of his endeavor in Jhansi also. He practically sold out everything, and 7,000 rupees, that time in 1955, big amount, 7,000 rupees. He put 7,000 rupees to develop that center. And when it was taken by, you know, our Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan's, you know, people, he didn't push much endeavor, you know, that, oh, why is it happening? I'll go to the court and fight. He saw, okay. And ultimately, when one becomes purified, he can see actually Paramatma. Paramatma Samahita, Bhagavad Gita says. One has a link with Krishna that, okay, he understands, oh, now this is, Krishna is happening in my life. I have to just, you know, surrender. I have to and this we have to have faith in Krishna that if I am simply surrendered, then Krishna will reveal things in due course of time. So although Prabhupada was facing so many problems, but he was determined. He was determined. I don't know if I'm sitting.
Hare Krishna.
Hello.
Thank you, Prabhu, for the nice class. Since there is time left and we want to hear more from you, I was thinking I'll ask this question. You were talking about symptoms of surrender, avashya rakshibe Krishna. So I was thinking another symptom of surrender is goptritve varnam tatha, that is Krishna will maintain us. So I had this doubt, how are they different? Like, I was thinking maintainer means he'll protect us also. Why these two separately have been mentioned?
I don't know. I never thought about it. Goptritve varnam is Krishna will maintain me and protect me. I don't know. If anyone knows, they can speak. Both are same in one sense, but maybe some technical difference. Okay, we'll stop here. Granth Rashi Mad Bhagavatam ki chai.